You can pay respect and thank them. Why not we do it? So we pay respect to all the founder and the subsequent effort. Then we should thank them for having such far-sighted vision. All the four poster, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. So we would like to express our gratitude and thanks by paying respect to them. We will recite Butang Pajemi. Damang Pajemi. Sanghang Pajemi. We pay respect by invoking the Triple Gem. So this is very wholesome. We would like to thank them, express our gratitude towards them for having such great far-sighted vision to build this temple so that it can benefit people in time to come, including all of us. So we have a lot of gratitude. That's a small thing. How it started was a simple building, one person's good intention. Then it persevered and developed into so beautiful monastery. So we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, Art Sutra note, turn back to page 33. That's why I say, all my teacher teach me and advise me on, you don't have to write down, because it's all in the Art Sutra note. 1.3. Some important truth that Brahmacharya has learned from his teacher Prachayantra Amarabhikkhu, a very wise and famous Thai monk during the early days of his cultivation, 1988 to 1992, I learned from him. Those were the forges. First thing he told me was, mind is mind. You remember what I told you? Body is body. Body is never the mind, and the mind is never the body. But body is important too, because both body and mind must harmonize to help us live life and develop the meditation. And we choose to take care of mind because mind is more important. You know why or not? The Buddha say, Dhammapada verse 1 and 2, what? Mind is the forerunner of all things. That's why. When mind arises, everything comes to be. So you have to take care of mind. Otherwise, you cannot take care of karma. You cannot handle law of karma. Then the second one is, I told you, mighty nature rolling by. We choose accept everything as natural. That's why I like this quote. Because only from a mind, a mighty nature rolling by, not so real and not what one thing. That center few words, only for my mind, I put in one. When he teach me, he don't put that one in. He just say, we choose aware or accept everything as natural and mighty nature ruling mind. But I put in because only for my mind, no reality. Condition arising from my mind, karmically conditional, so that you won't be deluded and you won't attach, cling and hold. Okay, the next one is, he told me the highest or the real meditation. Very simple, just a few words. We choose aware of all action and all movement in the present moment. This is the daily mindfulness meditation in daily life. I only heard this last time. I didn't even look at the whole Satipatthana. When I know this, I just do sati sampajana. I just do. Then within 2 weeks, the mindfulness came. That's why after that, I keep on understanding things. I keep on seeing my own mental intention, the five griya for my mind, how my mind stir, how it condition all these things. Then after that, very funny, I start to understand all the teaching by itself, all the essential dhamma, everything. That's why I can share with you and teach with you. Because this one, not in the book one. I haven't seen people write about it. Then the fifth one is, importance of having a good daily religious routine to train the mind to cultivate puja, metta, and meditation every day. And this is what he advised me on. He keep on telling me that very important to have a daily religious routine, is it? Every morning when you wake up, before you sleep, and in between when you have time. And I did that, you know, after that. That's why I meditate before I sleep. Then I meditate after I wake up. Then sometimes middle of the night. Then in between when I have time, like I told you in the office, I go to the office early, I off the light on the aircon. Then I lock my door. Then I meditate. Then about 8:30 before the office start, I will open the door. Then only my day start, activity start. Then in between lunch break or what, I will sit. Then in between, I will develop daily mindfulness. Then end of the day, if I got nothing to do, no dinner appointment or what, I will sit in the office. Your office break at 5:30. I will sit until 6:30 or 7 o'clock. Then only I go back. Unless I got something on. So this is what I did, the religious routine. It helped me tremendously. It helped me to develop the momentum for cultivation. Then after that, my daily mindfulness, I extend it to all the house activity. Remember I told you? Because house activity, you alone, you are more in charge of the situation. Then when I can do that already, I extend it to my car, my driving. Then after that, I extend to my office, then daily life. Then later on, in whatever thing I do, that's how all this gain momentum. Then my daily mindfulness just stabilize by itself until I was ever mindful throughout the day. That's how Dhamma can be understood. Then, not long, the insight arrived by itself. Then my second last teacher, very good. He said, you must be aware at the moment of arising of phenomena is sustained and is passing away then. Otherwise, there is no insight. The moment she said that, my mind started to become different. No? Because I have seen it actually, but I didn't know that was the direct seeing as well. I can be with a phenomena, specific phenomena awareness. Then at the moment of its arising, sustaining, and passing away, I saw. Then I really got some form of insight, because this nature really understands that this is beautiful. I saw my mental intention, I saw everything that is going on. Then the only thing that he finally triggered off is, she used the word, like later I used, she only said this, truth is everywhere, why can't you see? She didn't elaborate. Then my inquiry was, truth is everywhere, why can't I see? What does it mean? Then I determined to be aware to see, you know. There is no craving on. Then the moment I make that determination, then I become more and more mindful, more and more serious with my mind. Then all of a sudden, one day, when I left her house to go home, I was so amazed, you know, while I was driving, you know. Suddenly that mindfulness shift gear into another level. No? While driving, no? Not only fully aware and mindful, everything that move, flow, become a phenomenon. No? Then the nature is there and then with it. No? Then I start to understand clearly what she meant by be with the phenomenon. No? At the moment of its arising, sustaining and passing away. Don't try to know. Just be with it. No? That's why be with it. At peace with it. Then silent. Suddenly you understand. Then I say, how come the mind is like that? So amazing after that thing. Then when I reach home, I on the television, I told you, the mindfulness was with all the pixel and the movement. No? All the so-called color, but no word on. That's why I say, no matter how fast, that mindfulness is there on. Well, it doesn't have to do anything. It's just silent. Like I told you, the pneumonia, then the phenomenal world is inside. That's like everything that move, because you are silent, you will be aware. You don't have to follow one by one. Like I say, when I share with you, where I speak direct from the heart, this nature, then because as it's big, inside is silent. That's why all your movement or whatever, it can know. So all this is what cultivation is all about. It's what the Dhamma Patipatti is all about. So there is condition, that's why I share in more detail this time around. Last time, no point, people cannot understand. So I just briefly and generally mention it. So now condition is different. I can go deeper into what I did during the early days. Yeah. That's why this recording will help you tremendously, you keep it. So this is also what we're supposed to cover tomorrow. When after the retreat, you go back, how you carry on your practice and cultivation to develop daily mindfulness. Understand that? Then the last part is, the last advice is, importance of constantly cultivating the five spiritual faculty of mind and the keeping of the five precepts. He always say, precept very important, isn't it? Then he say, religious routine very important, the five spiritual faculty, is it? He always say, the faith. He got very strong faith in the Buddha and his teacher, my teacher, Ajahn Chah. He always has this great respect and gratitude towards them. So that's why I learned a lot of things from him. Then later on, of course, you also know something happened in Thailand and people start to say things. But for me, no problem, because I told even that Khu, that Dhamma friend of mine, he also got influence. You know, he said, the monk showed her, him, you know, all those things. I said, cool, whatever he show you is okay. Why? Because you and me went to his place and we follow him for so long. I said, I really can feel him, you know, and I learned so much from him, you know. And this Dhamma truth, normal teacher cannot give me on. So I said, it's more important you yourself find out and investigate. Rather than listen to people, you know, he keep on telling me, they got proof, you know, they got photo, you know, they got this and they got that. So what? If you cannot understand him because you don't have the ability to understand him, then you will believe what people say. To me, whatever people say is not important. Because whatever he teach me is so beautiful and so penetrative. That's why I got a lot of gratitude. I miss out one. We choose contemplate until very, very clear. I didn't write here. He tell me not less than 6 times. No. Oh, number 3. Just now I miss out. Oh, angry. Thank you. I got right down. Oh, very good. We choose contemplate all Dhamma until very, very, very clear. Understand? No? Important of the second turning wisdom. When he advised me, he never say it's second turning. I think he also don't know. But he do a lot of contemplation in the forest. That's why he can understand nature, full of love, compassion. All this he contemplate our now. Then the other one that I didn't share with you was about the body, you can talk. That one is not included here. I should have put it in. Oh master, I am only tissue and cell. Understand? Remember? Harm me not. Have me work for you before I'm too old, too weak, and too fragile. So all these are very beautiful sayings. So use the body with understanding. Don't go and torture yourself, harm yourself, abuse your body. That's why people who do that, they have delusion. They drink, then they become drunk. And so then sometimes they want to commit suicide and all those things. Then sometimes they go and take drugs, go and get themselves entangled with certain type of drugs. So all this is making you miserable, dull your consciousness. Okay, yes. Poyo. Oh, you cannot catch it. I say too fast. Okay. I think somewhere in the notes, if I'm not wrong. Never mind. This one, take a photo. You WhatsApp already. Very good. So I can rub. Okay. Listen. If your body can talk, oh, sorry, T-A-K-E, become tag. It will tell you this. Oh, become tag, L-K. Wow, that's why now a word also cannot form. Oh, master. Oh, H. Like that, isn't it? Oh, only. No H. Wow, so good, your English. For me, I must have H, otherwise, cannot be O. Is it? Like that? Oh, master. I am only never mind. I am only tissue and cell. Tissues and cells. Oh yeah, oh master, harm me not. Oh, I write again. Yeah. For I am only tissue and cells. And cells. Have me work for you. Help me work for you for the good of the many. Before what? I am too old and too fragile and weak. So now you got it, Oh master, harm me not, for I am only tissue and cells. Have me work for you for the good of the many, before I am too old, too weak, and too fragile. If you can really, really have a body that talk to you like that, you dare to abuse the body, You dare to ignore the body, That's why you will make haste to actually make use of this body. That's why I say the form and mind is like a tool and a vehicle for you to use. So use it while they can still allow you to, understand? Not when they are too weak, too fragile, and the other one is too old. Like you say, after retire only I cultivate, I go full time. Retire, you still cannot I still have to find money. I cannot afford to retire. Then after that, when you 70, 80 already, too late already, Ah, you will say, I should have started earlier. Like the day one Dhamma friend, the lady, she came and approached me. Do you know, last time I actually got affinity on it. When I was 20 years old, I wanted to go to the Dhamma already. But somehow didn't work out. Yeah. Then you say, you know what she said? 50 years old only I met the Dhamma. I say, still not too late. Then a lot of things, when you don't see the importance, you don't know how to give priority. And so, to you, make money more important. So, I don't deny that you have a duty. You need money to actually have the good life or comfortable life. And you need to really, really spend time in your career and really work hard towards your financial stability or freedom. But when you see the importance of cultivation, you can do it while working. You don't have to resign from your job to do, no need. Like I said, domain of meditation is what? Huh? Anywhere, any place, any time. So you cannot deludedly try to justify or give an excuse. I got no time lah, I got to work lah, I very busy lah. Go retreat also cannot. So a lot of these things, not until you see the importance and the value, you won't be able to appreciate. Okay, we go on. 1.4. The key to understanding meditation is to understand that the body and mind must harmonize and be in a state of constant, relaxed inner awareness. This is a very important advice. To develop the meditation, and because the mind is trapped inside this body, this physical body of ours, due to our karmic condition, so whatever the body experiences, the mind will also experience them via its mental consciousness. This is the reason why the former mind can experience suffering conditioned by one's karma if wisdom is not developed as yet. So now you understand, because karma condition out the former mind and purposely get the consciousness trapped inside the body, Or otherwise, how to punish you? How to create suffering in you? Well, when you continue to be deluded and grasp to the fiery former mind, then when you come, that 5 degrees of form in mind suffer. Because karma is about 5 degrees of form in mind as well. When the Buddha said, you are born of your karma, head to your karma, condition supported by your karma, you are what you are by your karma. That one is talking about your form in mind, understand? Not that nature. That nature, no need one. That nature perfect already. But law of karma, that 5 degrees of form in mind is subject to it. So that's why you say, some people very cunning, I commit negativity, karma now. Next life, future life, another guy suffer. Anatta, not me. you can think like that. As long as there is delusion, the form and mind is part of your karmic nature, come out. That's like miserable. Understand? You think so easy. Anatta, not me. Another guy suffer. So this life, I poya poya, I do everything I want to do. You think that one not connected to you? Also, your form and mind. So, your karmic nature. Every time you come, the form and mind is what your nature arise. So, if you simply do things, or in Hokkien, luan lai, then you kena kau kau. You cannot say, anatta, that one is another one, not me. Then this life same, every moment is not you. Understand? But how come you miserable all the way? When you are born as a kid, they babysitter you. Is it? That time me lah. Then now you big fellow already. Every moment is not you, isn't it? Because this is condition arising, changing, continuous state of flux. Then you suffer or not? You still suffer. That's how you deludedly grab, you think this fellow is you. So no matter how it change, that form and mind follow that karmic. Understand or not? So you cannot be deluded and foolish until another form of mind, not me. Now do what I like first. Then you heedless, you don't care. This type of wrong view are very dangerous, I tell you. Okay, we go on. To truly become enlightened, one must have the understanding to transcend birth and death, or this segmented life of ours. For those who are new, you know what is a segmented life? Do you all understand what is segmented life? Polian should know, like, every time come Tuesday class. I think the clan group, the new one, you don't know. So now I explain. Let's say over the past 100 birth or 1,000 birth, each and every one is a birth. Let's say you take rebirth. Infinite. Let's say this life, human being. Okay? So I want to give who as an example? Pulian. Pulian. This life, Pulian. Next life, not so bad. After this life, you won't become chicken, I tell you. Deva. Deva. I'll promote you. Deva. But no, you be careful. This Deva, you again go and do the thing last time you do. You know the Deva, the Mara, the two level up there. If you the habitual tendency come back, you Deva up there, you again go and catch out all this cultivator. I tell you, you kena kau kau, you go back, not only chicken, you go down low. Can, but if you go to Peta plane, you don't worry. All the kayamita idang minya tidang hutu, you come out. Then after that, let's say he come down, maybe human being again. Then this life, maybe like you say, not so lucky chicken. Then all the various type of possible birth. Then of course you go peta rhyme. Then this one maybe peta. Then your kayamita, idang menya tidang hotu, oh, you come out again. But sometimes you take too long, you become peta after many, many years. Oh, kayamita gone already. You get stuck. You want to go down peta, you better do it before they go. So you cannot depend on, oh, your brother Teo said, don't worry, I go peta, you come out. Are you sure kayamita live so long? So unless you immediately go peta, but chances are very low. When you have the Dhamma, you come like that. Your next life is beautiful, I tell you. So, what I want you to understand is, this life, as a human being, this poor life, is it you? Is it you? You sure say, me, my name is like that. You come and call me poor life, why not me? Polian. Then, when you become Deva, what name, I don't know. Deva one name. What Deva? Mahachakuraja or the Mara something out there. So, this one, is it her? Again, cannot be her. Then the word is the chicken. Is the chicken Polian? Then you should say chicken, not me. How can chicken be me? So this is what the Buddha meant by segmented life. One life, one life, one life, one life. All these are five aggregate of form and mind. Understand? Five aggregate of form and mind. The two aspects, understand? Can follow or not? The two aspects. So this segmented life, what the Buddha meant is, every time you come, you have a different entity there. Then you have been born and born for how many times? Aeons and aeons. You mean every of these one is you. The chicken is you. The pitta is you. That's why don't be deluded. Understand? These are form and mind. Nothing to do with you. Chemically conditioned out. Understand? So what I wrote here, the segmented line means this.
Could I say that the Bodhisattva wow, they walk past, actually the wow, they meet long segment lines.
Yeah lah. Definitely lah. But if you connect so slow, so late, very likely you're not serious Bodhisattva. You serious one, you come, very fast you connect one. Then you cultivate on your own, no need to have problem. So all this Bodhisattva vow that I share with some Kayamita in the early part of this year, I think 2nd of January, not 1st. The 4 basic vow, they are very beautiful. Then there is also there are a few things inside there. But that one is the beginning. You start with those vows. Then after that, as you progress, you will add in certain vows that you are special, you are specially gifted for. Then your nature is like that. That's why you have that type of vow. That's why you look at all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, their vows are all different. All very, very different. The Earth-style Bodhisattva vow is also very different. Hussein, Vensu, Huan Sing, all very different. Amitabha, all very different. The Sakyamuni one also very different. So, one will develop their own understanding, understand not? But don't worry, if you are on, you will know. Then you will somehow connect. Then the nature will tell you, you inherit all those understanding. Then the Bodhisattva will know it. So all this is part and parcel of cultivation. Okay, we move on. To be truly enlightened, to truly become enlightened, one must have the understanding to transcend birth and death of this segmented life of ours. So the famous quote by Venerable Guangqing Lao He Sang, he used to share in the Kai Sulu. Last time I heard from the recorded cassette given to me and my wife by Sister Sumitra and Reverend Minda. Very good, in Mandarin one. So Guangqing Lao He Sang said, Guo qi xing bu ke de, means the past is already gone and so not a reality. Just like that day I share with you. Then Wei lai xing ye bu ke de, means the future has yet to come, so it's also not a reality. And 现在心也不可得, means the present moment cannot also be held onto, hence not a reality too, even though it's the highest in life or within existence. Because the moment you know or experience it, it is already gone, understand? Hence, no longer the present moment. As I say, split second is gone. The moment you say, I know, I perceive it, is gone already. Understand? The moment you say, present moment, is dead and gone. So you must be with it, flow with it. Then you can be in the present moment. That's why sati will bring you to the present moment. So even though present moment is the highest in life, but you have to transcend life. So you have to transcend even the present moment. So this is a very important understanding. So in order to transcend life or birth and death, liao sen si, one must transcend even the present moment, which is still within existence and life itself. As we all know, the present moment is only apparent reality in life. And as real as can be, is only within the moment, understand? And the very next moment is dead and gone and no more. And the next moment arises and passes away again and again. Hence impermanent, empty and not so real, or anatta. So very clear or not? So you have to penetrate all this. So moment to moment life passes by, what are you doing? The problem of living beings is they are too busy thinking, planning and worrying and reacting to life. Most of the time. So much so they totally miss out on life. That is, they are never with the moment to fully live and experience all of the beauties and wonders of life. Instead, they only existed through life. They are conscious of life but hardly mindful or aware. So learn to live life and not to worry about life. Then, part two of Heart Sutta, we talk about the commentary by Master Swan Ho. So what I went to was relative, just briefly went through it because it is not important. Huh? So this one you just read through. Huh? So wonderful wisdom can reach the other shore. The true mind itself can merge with the enlightenment source. Dhamma and analogy comprise its title which transcends the relative. Empty of characteristics of all Dhamma is the substance beyond words. Fundamental non-attachment is its purpose. So this is based on a poem, I think, by Master Sun Hua. And by using its power of eradication, the three obstacles are cleansed away. The butter division is determined to be the meaning of this teaching. Then a maha turning around, this is the prajna boat, the wisdom boat. Okay, coming to meditation. The 6 hours we went through already, no need. Okay, at least we finished this important sharing. Then if you all got any chapter that you see important, that you like, you want me to share, you let me know. Otherwise, we will make use of the time for... You're supposed to... You look at the last page of the program. Because tomorrow, I don't want to waste any more time closing ceremony. We can just finish off very fast. Closing ceremony. Formal introduction. We better do this now. And personal sharing by all participants, including suggestion, if any, from them on how to improve on future retreat program. Then closing the mind, advice by Brother Teo, I have done. On how to continue the cultivation when return to normal daily life. That's why daily mindfulness, how to do all spoken. You cannot remember, wait for the what they call memory stick. Followed by acknowledgement of thanks which you have done, rejoicing, asking for forgiveness, and closing puja. So closing puja is the only left. Then importance of daily mindfulness and Noble Eightfold Path. Okay. We now do the introduction. Those who are new, you just introduce yourself, then say whatever you want to say. Now, my lord, just continue. Otherwise, too many break. No, same. We just continue. It's the same session. So no. Otherwise, they listen, they cannot understand why you break and go to another one. So I have read, don't need to break, I have already read the thing. So we continue. Okay, where do we start? The clang on, where the clang on, or the new one? Start with that lady, spec at the back. No, behind Nancy. No, the white shirt one behind Nancy. Yeah. Start with you. You are the one that told me you should have encountered Dhamma long ago.
Hello.
Yeah. You introduce yourself, your name, where you're from. Then you want to talk a little bit about your history, how you encounter the Buddha Dhamma, and how you actually come to be with the Dhamma, and how you come to this session of ours.
Brother Teo and all the Karmitas, my name is Karen Ong Chui King. I come with my daughter, Tammy. Thank you very much to Brother Teo. I'm really grateful and don't know what karma we have that able to come to associate Brother Teo and Brother Sui An and all the Kalamitas. First when I heard Brother Teo stop in NBC, I thought of how fortunate the Kalamitas able to join. First, I myself never think of having the chance to join. Then also thanks to my daughter, intend to come, so we both managed to join. When I was 30, I was about 30 plus, I already heard about Dharma, but I have no idea how to go to Dharma at all. Until I'm 50 years old, only I managed to, join the Dharma. I feel this retreat is very different from other retreats because I love most is the lectures.
The sharing,
Because at our age, hardly any people wish to teach us so much things.
Yeah.
So, even though for this a short period of 9 days, cannot absorb so much, but at least we have the opportunity to learn more things these nine days, and so different from other retreats.
Mm. And the notes also very different.
Yeah, the notes it's really very precious and treasured.
It's a gem, no? Don't be like the beggar, put on the shelf, or just give away or throw away.
In fact, I intend to follow step and pass around.
Oh, don't please, huh?
No.
You want us to see us to get it.
No, of course not, simply pass around.
No. Even whoever, you don't just want to help, want to like your friend, forget about it. You just let them know if they are interested. You say, we came to know somebody. Then you can show them the book. Then you say, if you want, you come. Eh? Join the whatever session. Then if they become serious and they like, then only we will give. Otherwise, no point. Understand? You don't like gifting to people where they don't know whether they like it or not. So the advice is, don't be too eager to give. If they want, they can borrow. Then after that, they want to follow us. That is up to them. You know? But you don't go and do it. This book, anytime, anybody want, you can...
Yeah, I intend to give this book.
You can give this book. But this book, we got a lot. You come and get it.
I've just asked Brother Sui An about it.
Yes, we got a lot. Now you can take some. Yeah.
For
your clan people. I give you 5 an hour. Not enough, I give you more. I give to Brother Tay. I am not fair. Brother Tay, they are committee member. I give Brother Tay 10 copies extra.
Brother Tay, thank you very much. I hope a future retreat, every retreat, I'm able to join.
Oh, sadhu.
Yeah. How about if maybe I bring 2 buses? Maybe two.
What is it?
Having 2 buses.
Oh, no problem. If you got the numbers, 3 buses also can. Well, I teach the same. For me, it's not the number, it's how many are sincere one. I used to tell, Brother, you're not around. Brother. Oh, you pass to Kelly. Kelly can pass to him. They are all in the clan group.
Very good.
We also want to thank you for your good sharing. Sadhu. Very good. The next one? Your daughter. Penny or what? Penny.
Yeah, my name is Tammy. Tammy. My surname is Tam.
Tammy Tam. Wow. TT. Luckily not TTT. Very good. Tell me, we would like to hear from you.
Actually, it's Brother Sui An that, I don't know, intention brought me into this session. Because that time I was asking him about Brother Jeff recording, and then he also forwarded this, telling me that he got this class available on Thursday. Then, I was thinking, since so near, I asked my mom whether I want to come along or not, then so we just joined. Because I've been through a few retreats, then I found that I can't really do it, even though I try to do it daily, but it's like, I don't really understand the
daily. That's why you cannot do it.
It's just like, I can do not every day I can do it. It's quite hard. Then I need a teacher that I can see every week. So that I can,
If the email, not only every week, you can write to me. Every day also can. If you are real, serious one, sincere one, you make me recall what I want to say just now. Because somebody interrupted me. You remember I told you? I used to tell Mifu and Ingbi when they request for the class and the meditation in the Thursday class. You know what I told them? At first they tried to tell me 2% only. I said, never mind. Even 1%, as long as that one's sincere, I will come and spend time and teach. So you don't worry. You who are sincere, you really got what they call question or something that you want to understand. you can write to me. Then I will teach you how to do the daily mindful. You don't have to resign from your job. But the key thing is too stressful, then look for a new job. Don't worry about no job for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. Your mom not only support, your mom can really provide for you. Even your saving. It's like my daughter. Oh, my daughter is older than her 5 years. 4 or 5 years. You know my daughter's style. Very good. Because he know we don't have to worry about money. But she very good. She very independent. So when she came out to work, after the first job, when he graduated, the first thing he do, he said, "Daddy, 3 months, I want a break. I don't want to apply for a job." Then he go for a break. Then he do what she like. Then after 3 months is up, then only he start to apply for job. People normally apply during that 3 months. She after finish only apply. Then after he apply, very fast she got a job. Then she work. Then after a while, I think she wants to do something else, or change job, because she find that job not exciting. Then she tell me, "Daddy, I want to resign." "Oh, okay, resign lah." He said, "I want to resign now." I said, "Why? Why hurry?" I said, "Give notice lah. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months also can lah. Then you go for interview, you get the job, then only you officially resign or put in a letter. Like us, last time we all kiasu one, we must have insurance one. Before we resign, put in letter, we go interview first. Then got offer letter, only put in notice, then go." But they are different, new generation. She said, "No need lah, daddy. Resign means resign lah. Otherwise, mafan." I said, "Interview come, you got to take leave. Then they ask you take leave for what? You cannot lie." You said take leave to go interview, your boss took at you. "Wow, like that, no promotion." She said, "No need, so difficult." I said, "Take leave lah." I said, resign. So she resigned. Then after she resigned, she very patient. She just take her time. She not kanchong. But she very good. Somehow, because her English and her academic thing credential very good. So when she apply for a job, the moment she write in, she will get the interview, then get the appointment. Very funny. And people like her. All the company that hire her, like her. Then even the consultant and all those things, the headhunter, they ask her to join the company. So my daughter is like that. But she changed her few jobs. The reason why she changed her second job is she want to go UK travel for 6 months. No work. Just go like that. 6 months and try. Of course, she went with a few friends. Then after that, she was headhunted again. Then she accepted a job, go Dubai. She called me and discussed with me. I said, "Up to you." I said, "Your life, you decide. But you need advice, you let me know." So she went and worked in Dubai. That's why my wife and me got the chance to fly to Dubai and experience the 4 or 5 days there. Well, after Dubai, she wants to go back to Singapore to work. Well, headhunted again. From Dubai also people headhunt. Then UK also people look for her. So after she decided to come back, because there was a month notice or what, then he wrote to me, he said, "Daddy, you and mommy want to come or not?" "Want to come. This is the right time to come." So we went over there. Oh, it was a very nice environment. Nice. And the boss all liked her so much. Then I used the word quite low boss. The European, I don't know which country, I forgot it. You know what the boss told me? He said, "Mr. Teo, you are very, very lucky, very fortunate. You have such a good daughter." He said, "I hope you can help me." I said, "Why? Help you?" You know what he said? "What it takes for your daughter to stay back?" I said. That was the question he asked me and want me to help. "What does it take," he said, "for your daughter to stay back and work for our company?" He's hinting to me, salary not a problem. He said, "What it takes? You just let me know." He said, "Then I will talk to your doctor." He said, "Your papa tell me." Then I laughed. Then I told this boss of her, I said, I said, I know my daughter character or not. The moment he give you love letter means no more chance. So that was what actually happened. Then my daughter always laughed. He said, he already tried so many times to talk her out. No? He said, if salary, let me know. If it's this, let me know. If it's because you want to go back, you can go and take leave, go back, then come back. So good. But then I told him, my daughter like that one, once you make a decision, the chance of her reversing is very, very rare. So you don't worry. You want to change up, you change all. Understand? No? If it's stressful, pressure, then like my daughter, resign first. Then mama will take care. Then after that, you take your time to apply. La. No need kanchong. Understand? No? Like my daughter, very steady. They are very different. My son also very different. When she want that job, she will go all out and make sure he will get that job. Their character very different, young generation. Also their past, their parami. So good. You can learn. The way you smile, you ask my wife, you really look like my daughter. Ye chui, sanga sui. Really? That day she came and talked to me. I look at her. It reminds me of my daughter talking. The way she smiled, just like my daughter smile. No, the whole of the expression. But the only difference is, my daughter got rabbit teeth. Her two rabbit teeth, very nice one. But her teeth also all in order one. My daughter one also all in order. But my daughter got two rabbit teeth. That's it. The rabbit teeth very prominent. Really like Bugs Bunny. You continue. Sorry for the interruption.
For the teeth, because that time so happened, my mom spent her money for me to braces.
You should be grateful to your mother. Mother willing to sacrifice, spend money for her to make braces. Though, see? You know, not cheap, no braces, but very painful. Very painful. How long did you put the braces?
2 years.
Two years. But worthwhile, because now the teeth is very, very orderly.
The doctor, the dentist, he actually put some metal hair permanently.
I know.
Don't need to have this retainer.
So it's
easy for me at the brush, just not like normal teeth.
Oh, like that, very good. The dentist not bad. See, as a mother, she feel very good, isn't it? The doctor appreciate what she done. That's why you and her like good friend. You tell me. Very good, very good. Sadhu. Very blessed to have such parents. Continue.
The reason I also came for this the every Thursday class, so because that time I was quite close to Brother Jeff, so but he can't really.
Jeff Oliver.
He can't really teach me as he's quite far.
Once a year only he come, I think.
So he's like saying that you should find a teacher locally.
Oh, he told you?
Then I was thinking, okay, then see how I still don't know whether you have this class.
I got Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. Then I got talk a few places.
I just know that you got talk already.
But the Kayanamita, once you join, our monthly house dana is a small gathering of Kayanamita who are free. And that one also you can like get to know the other Kayanamita. It's a gathering of Kayanamita in a smaller scale for fellowship. Then when you understand more closely who they are, what they are, then you realize they are very sincere. Then they can help you, motivate you, counsel you, and later on when you develop, you can also do the same and help others. Because as Kayanamita, we are Dhamma friends. You know Dhamma friends, friends that walk the path of Dhamma, cultivate together. So which means we are very sincere. We keep our precept, we take refuge, we pay homage. We do all this meritorious thing. All the time meritorious action. We listen to Dhamma, straighten our view, we share meritorious. So all these are very wholesome. And you don't underestimate what the Thursday class, the Tuesday class, and Sunday class. I tell you, if you really understand, one session you attend with a sincere mind, with faith, is a lot more wholesome than a person who try to do good for one life, I tell you. And their merit cannot match. So when you understand, you will rejoice, especially if you got past karmic inheritance and past karmic nature. Then the moment you listen, you will know one. This type of Dhamma, different one, applicable to life, and it can help so many people, and already helps so many people. And you will be touched if you have your past, and immediately you will know one. And many of them had benefited in so many ways. So hopefully you have the good condition too, because from what you tell me, I can sense you have your past. The only thing is your faith. Once your faith is developed, then once you understand what I share, this Heart Sutta notes and all this booklet is very important. You slowly read through. Anywhere you don't understand, you write to me. Or you ask in the Thursday class. Okay? You continue.
Then, actually, every time I come to your class, the same thing again, the five hindrances, the five basic spiritual faculties. I still wanted to come. Like last Thursday, I was working quite late, I think, about 8:15, I arrived at home. So my mom thought that I won't go already. But we, at the end, managed to
go there.
Peace
then you feel peace. The energy will go in on because you have that beautiful heart. You have metta. That's why when you listen to that type of Dhamma, that type of vibration, you will go in on. Then the Thursday class, I tell you, the energy very strong on. Tuesday class also, Sunday class also. Those who can feel, they will detect one. Then even our PL, now she requests one. 7:30 reach my house already. Then he'll text me, Pratio, don't mind, I come 7:30. So now my dinner, I have to come back earlier. Last time I can leave my wife, eat until 8 something, they come back. Or 8 o'clock, come back. Now, half an hour earlier. But okay, because she's so sincere. And she will meditate in front of my altar there. And she said, here can, the house there can meditate, at home cannot. Oh, is it different? So all this you will come to know. When your faith is there, you will feel it. And it's very strong. It's very, very strong. Then you can actually understand very fast. Because that place, even the Buddha Rupang at Suyan's house, that one is fully charged. When it came, he already got stillness energy from Sumeru. Then after that, for how many months? About 6 months already. 6 months. I think August we got it in September consecration. 6 months. Yeah, rejoicing. Sadhu. So you know what happened or not? That Buddha Rupang, they knew must offer because they need the wisdom energy. So the moment it was offered, I can feel it. Yeah, it meant to be. A lot of things happened. Then I say, okay, you wait. Then I check with Sui An and Mi Feng. Then they finally agree. Sui An, no hesitation, can. Mi Feng hesitated for a while. Then that's how it happened. Then I say, thank you so much. I said, really want to offer this. I offer and put it at your house. So that was how the Buddha Rupang came. And we went there for a second trip to receive. Yeah, that's why Pamasuri already told you, you didn't listen. No, you didn't listen. They are waiting. No, they are waiting. They are holding the cloud. The moment it's 4 o'clock, you share merit, transfer merit, I tell you. You don't worry. Whatever that is meant to be, will be. So, anyway, 4 o'clock, we will share merit and transfer merit. Okay? Where was I just now? Where was I?
Brother Sian's.
Brother Sian, how the Buddha Rupang. The energy, wisdom energy, after 6 months, sure in already. But before that, I renew. I said, before end of the year, it will be fully charged up. So, that Rupang, I tell you, you go there and pay respect sincerely, faithfully. when I'm not around also you can go. Because it is meant to be like that. You don't need me physically there actually. Yeah. Understand not? So later on, just in case you want to have your private session or what, actually you can go there and meditate. Provided Sui and Mi Fong don't mind. Otherwise you intrude too much into their life. So all this you will start to understand. Okay, you continue.
I also naturally have this stage fright, right? Also, sometimes after talking, I might leg will be shivering.
Yeah, right? I know. Yeah. So this is good training, huh? Good training.
Normally only like that, lah. That day when you, but normally it won't happen. Only happens when I, you know, like need to speak something, lah.
Yeah, yeah.
But that day when you teach us the first sermon. A lot of people, they are very touched by the sermon. My body also chills. And also the same thing happened when they chant Om.
Yeah, Om Pemi. You know why not? Your nature understand. That's why it reacted. And many of them reacted. I was told your clan friend, Brother T also, Yun Chan saw like vibrating, but not as serious as Sumeru. Brother told me Sumeru, the Kuan Yin Pond there, he said like tail tongue like that, like going into a trance. So he said what happened at that day when Om Pemi Myo, that Yun Chan and a few saw, he said, wow, his leg move like suddenly jerk. Then he said, yeah, but not as violent as the Sumeru Kuan Yin and the Kuan Yin Pond. So not only you, many, many. Then tears came out. Your tears got flowed. Got tears or not? Many people have tears.
It's not like I cover up.
Never mind. So very good. You experience this means your nature responded. Your nature know this is Dhamma, this is what they want. And you can feel. Your thought cannot understand. That's why don't use your thought. Just feel silent. Then you will start to understand. You will start to detect more and more this spiritual nature and energy and Dhamma. So always try to listen from your heart. Feel. That feeling is very accurate. Whatever your thought tell you, you have to check. Okay? Good. Continue.
Okay, then the last thing, this one, I was thinking, this morning I think if I have the condition, I only share. That so happens, I don't know whether is it correct or not, because I also learn it myself or not. Because all this while, I'm having this, normally if you need dust, I allergy to dust. So every time when I was young, my neck here, my mom says like, appalled again.
Grandmother's
neck. Then after I start to understand meditation, calm myself down, I noticed that I don't have this such irritation anymore.
Yeah. Very good.
It's like very like even though when I'm packing, when I start irritated, I know already. And then another thing, I also a lot of people having running nose.
Yeah.
I also got this thing is that when you have this running nose and everything, it's quite girly. Just let it flow out, you know? Flow out.
Yeah.
It's very girly, you know?
Definitely.
You can do it at home, in the room, but no one disturb you. Let it flow. After a while, for me, it
heals. Yeah, it will heal one. Like for me, because the incense, morning, you saw me sneeze. Now I'm completely okay. Very good. Can you continue afterwards? We have to transfer Mary and share.
I finished already. Thank you.
Thank you. Sadhu. We have to do our sharing of merit, transfer Mary. Like Pamasuri sends. He said rejoicing already. Before it rained. Then now they give you sign. You better do it fast. Okay. Sharing your merits with all the deva. Compose your mind and recite. With the faith. Akasata cha bhumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anumoditwa Chirang Rakantu Loka Sasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share these merits, and may they long protect the dispensation. Itavata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may it contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transfer merits to departed one. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Let this merits accrue to departed relatives and all those who can receive them, and may they all to be well and happy always. Okay, we will make the invocation of blessing for the nation. Devo asatu kalena sasa sampati heto cha fito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rains fall in due season. May there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be peaceful and prosperous. May the government of the day, the king and the rulers be righteous. Okay, now you make your aspiration. Imena punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yavat nivana patiya. By the grace of this merit that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened one, until nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we'll do the closing by invoking the respect to the Triple Gem. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, after this you can meditate. The email, my Kayamita subscribe, you just send your email there, then you will be part of the Kayamita, the ones we unroll on the board, the blue color, underneath the segmented life, okay? So you will receive it on your WhatsApp too. Otherwise you take a photo, then you can send one email there. Yes.
There's also another thing I have to let you know is
can continue, continue. Yes.
I observe you for these few days. Uh-huh. Even though we especially the first few days we are sleepy, then you're also talking, sounding the Dharma. You can see us a bit tired. And still continue to teach us. I'm really thank you for your understanding and your guidance.
Sadhu. Sadhu.
Thank you.
Yeah. You meditate with the rain, very good. Yeah. I like to, in my house, the rain, I go and sleep on, I meditate. Very nice. the vibration go in. Oh, see? Okay, you all go ahead. We will off the light for you, don't worry.